24/7.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're continuing with our current series on the Hour One Nugget, Ask and Seek and Find. And today we come to Matthew, the 7th chapter, from verse 7 through to 11, and it says this: Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? I want to concentrate today on that period between verse 9 and verse 11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? We as parents love our children very, very much. We like to give them whatever they want, in a sense, without spoiling them. And that is the point. We want to do this without spoiling our children. So when they ask for something for Christmas, if it is in our power, we try to do that. But what we won't do is to give them something that is likely to harm them. We don't do that. Our Lord will not allow that. So if you're asking Almighty God for something that God knows will harm you, then it's not going to happen. He will answer in a different way. This is the truth. Because you see, our Heavenly Father is perfection personified. There is no one more perfect than our Heavenly Father. I talked at length a few weeks ago about fatherhood. I talked at length about the perfect father. And I pointed out that I know one or two people who can't even mention the name Father because it fills them full of dread and fear. And so therefore they have no concept of the Father heart of God. What I want to teach is the Father heart of God. I want to teach who the perfect father is. Now, I had a pretty good father. I loved my father so, so much. And I can remember as a child, he loved me a great deal, and that was pretty obvious. But when I was wrong, when I was naughty, when I was out of line, my father punished me. And it would depend on what I had done as to the gravity, if you will, of the punishment. Sometimes it would be a gentle chastisement. Sometimes I would be sent to my bedroom. And there I would be in isolation for as long as he deemed it fit. If it was very naughty, then sometimes he used to get the... How can I put it? The back off the washing machine. And he used to whack me across the bum with that once. And believe you me, once was enough. That hurt. But he was doing it because he loved me. He wasn't abusing me. Because he wasn't doing it hard. I remember talking to him later in life, and my dad used to say, I didn't do it hard. I knew I wasn't going to do it hard. I just wanted to teach you a lesson, a short, sharp lesson. And usually it taught me, beloved. Because if I was punished that way for something, then believe you me, I wouldn't do it again. Our Heavenly Father treats us in a much fairer way than my dad did. Our Heavenly Father wants nothing more to give you good gifts. And that's why Jesus is saying so prominently, so vehemently. Ask. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. Oftentimes, we ask once, and that's it. I brought you an illustration that Jesus brought the other day when we were looking at this. And Jesus said, he told a story about someone who'd run out of food and he'd gone round to see a friend at midnight and he had guests and therefore wanted to feed them something. So he knocked on the door and his friend opened the window and said, "What are you doing? It's midnight." But the friend persisted, kept on knocking on the door, kept on, kept on, kept on. In the end, the friend came downstairs and gave him what he wanted. You see, beloved, Jesus says by this very verse, we are to be persistent. We are to be persistent. But I want you to turn your attention to how we treat our children. And if you don't have children, then I want you to imagine how you would treat them if you did have children. And therefore, how do you think God, our Father, is going to treat us? Jesus goes on to say, "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?" You see, it's important that we keep on asking. It's important that we begin to understand who God the Father is. It's important that we begin to tap into the Father heart of God, so that we can look at the Lord's heart and we can see exactly how the Lord ticks, if you will. Because he loves us. And that is why Jesus is saying, "You know what? My Father is your Father." We have been adopted into the family. We've been adopted into God's own family. And he is our Father. And that's why we say, "Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread," etc., etc., etc. That's why Jesus taught us to pray in that way, so that we would recognize God as being God the Father. That's really important. Whatever it is on your heart that you need to ask him. I asked the Lord for something only yesterday, and I laid a fleece before the Lord, and I said, "This needs to happen by this sort of time, Lord, and then I will know whether it's your will or not." And it didn't happen. And I was given my answer. I know that which I was asking for isn't for me. It's as simple as that. And I praise Almighty God, and I give him glory. Because you see, God the Father knows my heart, and he knows that I want to please him. He knows I want to do his will and his will alone. Beloved, if you're in a quandary and you don't know where you're going, then just turn to your heavenly Father and say, "Father, show me your will for my life." And keep on saying to him, "Show me your will, Lord." And let him search your heart. And let him know that you are actually meaning what you are saying. You see, if you're not meaning it and you're saying it as lip service, then quite frankly, the Lord will know that. But if you are asking the Lord genuinely, then persist in what you're asking. And just say, "Lord, show me. Show me whether this is for me or whether it's not for me." And he will show you. Very, very quickly. Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this very day you would begin to teach us your heart. Father, I ask in Jesus' name for all those who are listening to this broadcast that you would pour your love into their lives and into my life right now in Jesus' name. Father, let us feel your love flow from us. Lord God, let us feel your arms around us. Father, I want to be sure that we feel safe today and every day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.